It's Chris Edge live from Studio J. Excited to have Violet Bell in the house. Hi.
Hi,
Chris.
Lizzie
Hello.
And Omar joining us. I haven't seen you since that music fest.
That was a hot one.
Which was an amazing performance, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know if, well, maybe my expectations were low. I don't know, but I was like, oh, here's Violet Bell. And I remember walking around in the crowd and listening to the vocals and being like, oh my God. She is so good.
They sound so good.
Especially for that time of day. It's a little tough. Oh. You guys had the heat, right?
Yeah, we had the heat. And I was grateful in that moment for all of the shows that we've played because there's a part of me inside that's like, this is okay. Just keep breathing. Just tune your guitar. And then you're going to play some music. And this is going to be, you know, like, this is going to last for 45 minutes.
Does weather impact your instruments?
Totally. That's actually the thing. More than, I don't mind sweating.
My violin melted a little bit.
Yeah, the instruments.
I'm getting sunburned just thinking about it.
Tuning is what really was like giving me the willies was that our guitars, everything was going out of tune. So we have an upright bassist, and they were playing the
while you were
bass.
Playing songs, you would hear the instruments
adjust. We were hearing them actively detuning. So that was the part of me where I was like calling on the self who has like played many shows and was like, it's okay. Just tune your guitar.
Well, it was the first time I'd seen you, and I think a few others. You had certainly some fans there, but there were folks that I knew that had not seen you yet. And the response was just like, they were incredible.
Thank you.
So
it was a lot of fun.
Thank you again for coming and just being amazing. It was great.
It was so great that we did, in fact, transcend the heat for us.
Yeah,
it was not our
you
only
did.
Memory of.
So you've been on the road for a hot minute.
Yes.
And you're here in town for the World of Bluegrass. Yesterday, you did a songwriter showcase. How'd that go?
It was great.
It went very well.
Yeah.
I was very happy that we got to play for all those people in the beautiful space.
And then what are you doing tomorrow?
We'll be playing the Come Here NC stage at 1:15 p.m., except I think they're moving it in.
Inside. TBD.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think they're waiting to hear about
people can follow social media to stay updated or follow you guys in particular to find out.
But we will be playing at 1:15 Saturday in Raleigh.
Got it. Okay. And let's get the origin story.
Oh my goodness.
How did Violet Bell become Violet Bell?
We met through a mutual friend, and I met Omar 2 weeks before I had planned to record a solo album live. Because I was like too much of a perfectionist and too broke to do something in the studio. But I had these songs that I really wanted to just get down on tape.
Yeah.
So I was like, perfect. Plop myself in front of an audience, sing them all once, we're done. Met Omar, he learned all the songs. He made them beautiful and amazing, playing the fiddle and the guitar and the mandolin and the cello, like he does. He's like, also the viola. And he wasn't playing it then, but he now plays the banjo. And so we played that show together, and we just knew that we wanted to keep playing music together.
It was pretty special and magnetic then.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Did you learn all the songs in a span of a couple of weeks?
Yes.
I did as much as I could, yes.
Wow.
And then, you know, the funny thing about music is that it's organic and living, and the songs are breathing. So even though I learned what I could in that time, they kept growing.
Yeah.
And I was like, let me try this, let me try that. Yeah. And eventually Lizzie was like,
oh my gosh, it's still a thing where there'll be a song that we've been playing for years and he's like, I think maybe I should play the viola on this. And I'm like, no, stop it.
Yeah. You keep wanting to go back and tweak?
Totally.
Always. Yeah, because I feel like I'm always evolving. We're always evolving.
Yeah.
As musicians and as people. So maybe what I played 3 years ago is not how I'm going to play now.
Mm.
That's true.
And you've got a new album coming out. Right?
I do. I'm so excited about it. It's coming out next week, October 7th.
Yeah.
And it's called Shapeshifter. And it tells the story, an ancient story of the Selkie, which is...
Yes. Tell me about this, because you mentioned that from the stage at that music fest when you were playing, I think, Fisherman's Daughter.
Yeah.
What is this?
Okay.
What is a Selkie? What's the story?
The Selkie is not a selfie. It is actually a mythical seal that can take off its skin and become human.
Oh.
And Selkies show up in a lot of Celtic mythology especially, but you'll also find them in Aleut stories and some Japanese stories. So all over the world, there's like this myth. And in this story, a Selkie gets captured by a fisherman. Because if you get a Selkie's skin while they're not wearing it, you can make them come home with you. So there are all kinds of stories about Selkies getting captured. And eventually the Selkie does find her way back to the sea. But we found that it was this really evocative and powerful kind of ancient medicine for the modern experience of people mm-hmm. trying to come home to themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And feel like they can be all of who they really are in a world that sometimes tells us who we need to be.
Right. Mm. So the lyrics on the songs that are on the album, are they necessarily, are they literal or are they more, what's the word? If you're not literal, you're ethereal or you're...
both? Maybe both?
Metaphorical?
Yeah. Yeah. I was feeling like metaphorical is what you're looking for. That's but I didn't want to assume.
Well, the first couple of tracks and the last track are not part of the suite, per se, of the Selkie suite, which is like the core of the album. But the beauty of those songs of the from the Selkie suite is that they are standalone. They could be standalone, but together they're part of this larger narrative that that's really interesting to listen to. But frequently we play selections from it. Not as part of the overarching story.
I would say they're both literal and metaphorical.
Yeah.
Just like most songs. Yeah. You know, like, I think that it's important to give people space to hear what they hear in a song.
Right.
And
that's the great thing about good lyrics and great music is you can sort of apply it to your own situations. That's how people connect.
Totally.
So, I hear you on that.
Yeah.
Is it true you were in a Green Day cover band?
I was. I really was. I remember, like, when I was in elementary school, I think I came downstairs and I told my mom, I was like, Mom, I want to play the bass. And she, like to her credit, she looked at me. She did not laugh, which blows my mind. And she was like, okay. First of all, it's called the bass.
Yeah.
And secondly, like, you know, have you been saving your money? So I did. I saved up all my quarters and I went and I got a Squire bass, Fender Squire.
Back for $5 back in the day.
Back in the day, it was only $5.
Yeah, right.
And yeah, I played the bass in a Green Day cover band for a very short amount of time.
Did you cover songs off of Nimrod?
I think that the first bass line I learned was, I think it was Welcome to Paradise.
Okay, I was just,
anyway.
That's the exact song I was thinking.
It's perfect. I didn't know that. It's the kind of thing you want to learn on the bass when you're just...
I think the two of you should maybe learn a song or two.
I think that's actually a great idea.
I think that'd be such a cool to take a really hard, aggressive, you know, what is eventually a punk record and reinterpret it.
Sure.
That could be pretty interesting.
That's a good
idea, Chris.
Put
some violin and fiddle on it. Yeah.
That'd be fun.
I'll keep you, we'll circle back on that one.
Yeah, okay, we'll have you back.
Okay.
So the new album is out October 7th.
That's right.
There's a song on there called Junkie.
Yes.
And I read that the version that's on there was done in one take.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, totally. And the whole album is actually like that. Like, we recorded everything. It's a relatively small studio with only two rooms. So I was in one room singing, and then most of the players were in another room, unless we had drums. And then the drum gets, they get their own room.
Wow.
And
which was a very refreshing way to make music after the pandemic. This is in March of 2021. We were still like masking and testing every time we were to see anybody. And our producer specifically wanted us to not get together and rehearse the songs to death so that there could be some spontaneity in the studio. And that was very refreshing after a long period of isolation.
Totally. It was kind of like a trust fall
into
the musicians that you love and that are the community that created this record.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it really, I love how it came out.
Can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
October 7th, the album's out. You're performing tomorrow at World of Bluegrass.
If anybody wants to find us online, the best way to stay in touch is to go to violetbell.net and sign up for our mailing list. Second best thing you can do is follow us on Instagram. We are at Violet Bell Music, and we're also on Facebook and Twitter.
And thanks again for coming by. Great meeting you both and seeing you.
Thank you so much.
Chris, I appreciate you.